Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into something that's absolutely fundamental to our faith and daily lives, God's love. The Bible verse for today is found in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. We have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God and God in him.
When we say that God is love, we're touching on something truly extraordinary. This isn't just a nice sentiment or a poetic expression. It's the very essence of who God is. Think about that for a moment. Love isn't just something God does or gives. It's who he is at his very core. This fundamental truth changes everything about how we understand our relationship with him. It means that every interaction, every moment of connection with God is steeped in pure, perfect love. When we begin to grasp this reality, when we truly believe that God's love for us is unwavering and unconditional, something remarkable happens. We start experiencing what the scripture calls remaining in God. It's like finding your place in a perfect embrace, a connection so deep and so real that it becomes the foundation of everything else in your life. This isn't some distant theoretical concept. It's a living, breathing reality that we can experience every single day. When we open ourselves to truly believing in and accepting this love, we find ourselves naturally drawing closer to God, and we begin to sense his presence more tangibly in our daily lives. And here's where this divine love reveals one of its most powerful effects. It completely transforms how we deal with fear. You see, when we truly understand and embrace God's love, something remarkable happens. That nagging fear of judgment, that constant worry about condemnation, it just begins to melt away. Think about it. If the creator of the universe loves us unconditionally, what space is there for fear? It's like stepping out of a dark room into brilliant sunshine. That love becomes our shield, our certainty, our unshakable foundation. We no longer need to walk around carrying the heavy burden of wondering if we're good enough or if we measure up. This freedom from fear isn't just about feeling better. It fundamentally changes how we approach our spiritual journey. We start making decisions from a place of love and trust, rather than anxiety and doubt. Our relationship with God transforms from one based on trying to earn approval to one of genuine connection and intimacy. When we're no longer paralyzed by fear of judgment, we can finally experience the full richness of what it means to walk with God. We begin to see him as he truly is, not as a stern judge waiting to catch us in our mistakes, but as a loving father who delights in walking alongside us even when we stumble. This understanding becomes the key that unlocks a whole new dimension of spiritual growth and freedom.
Now let's talk about what this incredible love actually looks like in our daily lives, because here's the truth. Understanding God's love is one thing, but living it out? That's where the rubber meets the road. This isn't just about warm feelings or nice thoughts, it's about action, about making conscious choices every single day to let that love flow through us. Think about your average day. Maybe you're stuck in traffic or dealing with a difficult coworker or facing a family disagreement. These are the moments where God's love isn't just a concept, it's a practical tool that can completely transform how we respond. Instead of reacting with frustration or anger, we have the opportunity to channel that divine love we've received. This might look like choosing patience when someone cuts you off in traffic. It might mean showing compassion to that coworker who always seems to rub you the wrong way. It could be listening, really listening, to a family member's perspective, even when you disagree. These seemingly small moments are actually huge opportunities to manifest God's love in tangible ways. And here's what's amazing. When we start practicing this kind of love, it creates a ripple effect. People notice something different about how we handle situations. They see a peace, a patience, a kindness that stands out in our often harsh world. This isn't about being perfect. It's about consistently choosing to let God's love guide our actions and reactions. The beautiful thing is we don't have to manufacture this love on our own. Remember, we're simply channels for God's love to flow through us to others. When we stay connected to him, that love naturally begins to overflow into our relationships, our work, our daily interactions. It becomes less about striving and more about allowing his love to shape how we see and respond to the world around us. Let's be honest, loving others isn't always easy. There are days when people test our patience, challenge our understanding, and push us to our limits. Sometimes the person we're called to love is the same one who hurt us deeply or betrayed our trust. Other times, it's someone whose values or lifestyle choices are completely different from ours. These are the moments when loving like God loves feels almost impossible. But here's the beautiful truth. We don't have to do this alone. Jesus understands these struggles. He faced rejection, betrayal, and misunderstanding. Yet he continued to love perfectly. This is why turning to him is so crucial. When we find ourselves running low on love, when our patience is wearing thin, or when forgiveness seems out of reach, Jesus is ready to help. Think of it like this. We're not meant to generate this supernatural love by ourselves. Instead, we're meant to be channels of God's love, allowing his perfect love to flow through us to others. This means we can come to Jesus daily, honestly admitting our struggles and asking for his help. Maybe it's praying for a specific person who's difficult to love, or asking for strength to respond with kindness instead of anger. And here's something remarkable. As we lean on Jesus for help in loving others, he often changes our perspective. He helps us see people through his eyes, not just their flaws or the ways they've hurt us, but their value, their struggles, their need for love. This shift in perspective can make all the difference in how we relate to others, even in the most challenging relationships. The key is remembering that loving others isn't about our own strength or capability. It's about staying connected to the source of love itself and allowing that love to transform both us and our relationships. When we approach loving others this way, we find that what once seemed impossible becomes possible through Christ who strengthens us.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for being the very essence of love, for loving us unconditionally and inviting us to remain in that perfect embrace. Help us to truly grasp the depth of your love and allow it to cast out every fear in our hearts. Teach us to trust in your grace and walk in the freedom that comes from knowing we are fully known and fully loved by you. Lord, fill us with your love so that it overflows into our daily lives. When challenges arise, give us the patience, compassion, and wisdom to respond in ways that reflect your heart. When loving others feels difficult or even impossible, remind us to lean on you for strength. Open our eyes to see others as you see them, precious, valued, and in need of your love. Let our actions, words, and choices be channels of your divine love, creating ripples of hope and kindness in a world that desperately needs it. May our lives bring glory to you, the source of all love. In Jesus' name, amen, friends. May your days be filled with love, joy, and abundant blessings. May God's grace guide you, his peace comfort you, and his favor shine upon you in all that you do. Take care, and until next time, stay blessed.